This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Always special to be with you and the specialness of a new presidency. I don't know, was ever there since there was such a divide between those who like Donald Trump and those who don't and just simply will not give him a chance. Couple of things to deal with in this administration early, and we know them because we keep talking about them. What's going to happen, for goodness sake, with Medicaid? Are you on Medicaid? Are you worried about Medicaid? How about your health insurance? The Republicans pushed a health bill forward, but there's a bitter backlash that is more than brewing on the Hill. A fast pace, no price tag. Democrats are like moths to a flame. They are all over this. Think of how long it took for the Affordable Care Act, but think of the promises we were made of how it would be tweaked. It's interesting that it took a long time to get through, and it's taken double that amount of time to even make some of those tweaks to it, if you will. And then it's all down to the CBO. And how will the bill affect the federal deficit? Mitch McConnell, the senator, one of them from Kentucky, is all over this. Addiction treatment, that addiction treatment mandate that covered 1.3 Americans, gone. A mandate that forced you and I, if we didn't have health insurance, to pay a tax, gone. Pre-existing conditions, and this is not approved. This is just what's happened. Pre-existing conditions, stay. Meaning, if you have had cancer, some other thing, there is no refusal to treat you. So I think we all agree that's a good thing. But there's very little that's being agreed upon, both in D.C. and in your backyard and mine. I think the average everyday American, and I'll put myself in that category, what do we want? We want health insurance we can pay for that's good. It's pretty simple. Can I afford it? Is it good? Can I keep my doctor? Remember that whole thing about keeping the doctor? That's a big one. Why? Because usually when you don't know your doctor, no offense to all the doctors out there, because I know some great ones, but when you're forced to go to certain doctors, they don't know you, they haven't treated you for however many years the other doctor treated you, there's just so much they don't know. You're already stabbing in the dark with medicine anyway, because of course it's not an exact science. Reaction to medications, not to take medications, signs of maybe having a heart attack, but maybe it's nothing. It's heart palpitations or stress. I mean, we can give you a million scenarios. And we have when we've had doctors on. I think the three things you want, and that I would fall into this category, I want my same doctor. He knows me. I like him. He's awesome. I want it to be affordable. Boom. I want it to be affordable. And I want it to be good coverage. One, two, three. Could I throw out others? Things that I would want in healthcare? Absolutely. But those are the three biggest, and those are the three that unite every single one of us. Because who is going to call this radio show or call any of their congresspeople and say, well, I just... If it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions and all that other stuff, that's okay. I just want the premium to be low. Forget about the deductible. Forget about everything else. We want good health coverage again. I finally did see a story about the American Health Care Act, where the headline said, "The American Health Care Act is good." And in the piece that I read from the president of the American Action Forum and a former director of the Congressional Budget Office, Douglas Holtz Eakin, said, "The draft legislative text that will make up the American Health Care Act cleared two committees this week, even with complaints about the legislation." It's understandable. Nobody expected the Dems to stand up and applaud a replacement for the Affordable Care Act. And for the Republicans, three other factors contribute. Healthcare reform is hard. There are wide views on the best policy. Second, there are draft bills, not final legislation. And the bill's scope is limited by the budget reconciliation rules that fast-track Senate consideration to do it. It's not possible to completely tackle everything in a reconciliation bill. ...218 votes in the House, 51 in the Senate. It's a big step. It's a big leap. The ACA was that one size fits all. The AHCA is decision making, permitting states to have flexibility in how to deal with costly pre-existing conditions. Then there's Medicaid reforms. Ay, ay, ay. Seems like we never stopped hearing about the donut. Remember that? Anytime anyone talked about health insurance, older people, they were talking about, what's that donut thing? Important. The AHCA gets rid of most of the tax policies. Medical device tax, health insurer fee, the surtax, all of that. Gone. Gutted. Will it stand, or is there a better proposal out there that will stand up better? Sean Spicer today at the White House certainly invited that. If you have a better plan, we want to hear it. It's difficult. It's complicated. When Trump said that a couple of weeks ago, he was right. It's complicated. That's why the change in the first place was so difficult. Because you're already tweaking something that was dissatisfactory to most people. But yet there would be a few that would like it. Not easy. Coming up next, we're going to give your brain a break. Guess what? We're taking you to the movies. Sweet!
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today?
All right, thanks for hanging with us and taking me to the movies. That's what we're doing. So, where is Skull Island? Do you know the name of the building that King Kong climbed? Of course you do. How about this? Who directed the original King Kong? You know how many King Kong movies there have been? By the way, Skull Island is somewhere off the coast of Sumatra, Indonesia. There is a rocky knoll in the center of the island, which is shaped like a human skull. It's referred to as Skull Mountain. Did you know that? I'm fascinated by King Kong. I don't know why, actually. But so are movie makers. That's why it keeps getting redone every so often. And, of course, he climbed Kong, the Empire State Building, and then fell from the skyscraper. I don't want to ruin the movie for you. When he was attacked with airplanes with guns. So the movies, the first one, King Kong, was in 1933 in March. Then in December, Son of Kong. Then King Kong versus Godzilla, 1962. Then King Kong Escapes, 1967. King Kong, 1976. Dino De Laurentiis. That was big. King Kong Lives, 1986. De Laurentiis Entertainment Group were the distributors of that one. Peter Jackson tried his hand at it in December 14 of 2005. His version was released. King Kong Skull Island, March 10th, 2017. That would be what we're talking about. Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers likes it. By the way, there is plans for a Godzilla versus Kong in 2020. I mean, I'm just saying. So it's already out there. So what is the new Kong like? Take a listen.
These are photos of an island in the South Pacific.
The place where myth and science meet.
We use explosives to shake the earth, helping us to map the surface of the island.
You're dropping bombs.
Scientific instruments.
Is that a monkey?
You knew that thing was out here?
I'm sorry for your man, Colonel. But if you want to make their sacrifice worthwhile, get us home. With proof. Monsters exist.
Whoa. Your friend there can put that down.
What the hell is this place?
That's Kong. He's king around here.
Kong's pretty good king. Keeps to himself mostly.
Well, you don't go into someone's house and start dropping bombs unless you're picking a fight.
Kong's god on the island, but the devils live below us.
And what are they called?
I call them skull crawlers.
Why?
Never said that name out loud before. It sounds stupid now that I say. Just, you call him whatever you want.
A good group of boys. We're all gonna die together out here.
He shouldn't have come here.
All right, Skull Island it is for me because of my fascination with Kong. I'll let you know how that goes. You could hear John Goodman's familiar voice in the clip that you just heard. We'll see if it lives up to some of its reviews. It's kind of gotten mixed reviews, let's put it that way. All right, we move on to our next flick. And let's just tell you, it's a psychological drama. It centers around the passionate love affair between a self-destructive drifter and a bipolar woman. Oof. The other half, fair or foul? Hey, sit in the big screen. Here it is.
People are dying all around the world. They have problems. We gotta sing. Those girls. I don't want to sing this. I don't want to sing about that.
So is this just what you do? Go from girl to girl to girl?
No, that's not what I do.
Kind of seeing someone, I suppose.
Nice girl, I hope.
Oh, no, she's horrible. She's a hag. Yes, Mom. I think she's lovely.
Oh, I've just come here to rescue you.
Oh, I don't care, Slay.
Sometimes.
I'm like a poorly assembled robot.
I think you're wonderful. trying to do you.
You're trying to poison me!
Do not touch me! Relax, but you're exciting her!
You can go if you want to.
Why would I
want
to go?
Okay, Nick. I'm Alex!
It got some pretty good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Last one, The Ottoman Lieutenant, a strong-willed woman frustrated by injustice at home. Sounds like the potential for a good movie. Josh Hartnett is in it. Oh, I like him. Ben Kingsley, take a listen.
May be entering a state of war any day now, and we need to find a military escort.
It's like being inside God's thoughts.
This is ridiculous.
This hospital is in the middle of nowhere.
There are customs here. You need to observe them if you're going to get along.
This journey is far too dangerous.
There's no guarantee that the medical supplies would ever reach the hospital.
This is something I have to do. Is that the mission?
Your hospital is over there.
I'd like to volunteer my services.
You want to be a nurse here?
You need nurses, don't you?
This is no place for a woman. This war is going to split Anatolia down the middle. The Armenians on one side and the Turks on the other.
The countries were still swamp and forests. Culture had already lit up our lands for thousands of years. And when you're nothing but history, we'll still be here.
You have your mission, Doctor, and I have mine.
My mission is saving lives.
Just because I wear a uniform and carry a gun that makes me a killer?
Yes.
It's a game.
We are drowning in death.
I just wanted an excuse to see you again.
Being on the water makes the rest of the world go away.
It's like being inside God's thoughts.
I'm ordering you to release these people.
I'm not afraid, Dr. Woodruff.
Is everyone around here losing their mind with me?
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one, miss? You know, the fun.
Nice
Try Little Bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a takeaway. Everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one. A decent conversation. I know you've had the worst win.
Once again, final segment for this hour. You have sent me an embarrassment of riches. That means lots of mail. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from John, and John says, Kate, how about the Cowboys set to release Tony Romo? I know you do that Nail the Score thing, and you're up on sports. I just had to ask you that. Wow, it has to be very strange for him. I think I heard you say once on the air that he was just kind of a favorite for Jerry Jones, but it's business, isn't it? Because he's going to count against the salary cap, so it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So it is a business decision. They're going to release him. They have released him. It's just what the deal is he's going to have a bonus acceleration, and they've got to redo someone else's deal, and they had to do it, and this is what happens. The Cowboys... He got hurt, and they had a fourth-round pick, Dak Prescott. He came in. He had an incredible season, and that's what happens. And I think that the smart thing is that they did release him for Romo, because he'll probably get picked up by the Broncos, or maybe he gets picked up by the Houston Texans, but he can find another job, in other words. So it's better, actually, for Tony Romo. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Hank. I don't know that Hank's ever emailed us before. Ms. Delaney, I have to tell you, I sometimes like that guy from Texas that calls, and sometimes I want to strangle him. He keeps bashing Muslims, and I hear you telling him, come on, give me a break, blah, blah, blah. And you go round and round that merry-go-round, and I think he seems like he's a smart guy. He has to realize, absolutely, do we want terrorists here? Do we want radicalized Muslims, Islamic terrorists, that kind of stuff? No, of course not. But you cannot throw a blanket, and you've said this, I'm sure, frustratingly enough to him many times, over every single person, because, hey, that's what we did in this country, and that's why we founded this country and dumped England and did what we could to shed our blood so that we could have religious freedom. And unfortunately, the nutballs have turned us into a bunch of paranoids. But I think it's good to separate the nuts from the normals. Yeah, wouldn't it be great if it was easy to do that, Hank? I mean, that's the problem. And you're right, I do always say that, because you could look at England and talk about the Catholic Protestant situation back in the horrible days when that's what would happen. You just got killed because of your religion. And, well, there still is religious persecution across the world. Christians have certainly suffered that. We know that. Look what happened with ISIS and who they were going after. So, you know, tricky times, right? Live and let live. Wouldn't it be great if it was just that easy to do that? But unfortunately, there are some awful people that do some despicable things, and then look what it turns into. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Sandy. Wow. Debate over health care. 23 hours and counting. The House approving a plan after an 18-hour session. Do you think they had breaks in between? Of course they had breaks in between. Whoops, I got to get up. Yeah, they had a full day of debate, and it didn't look like anything was going to happen. And so then they were looking for this whole fast track thing, but it got approved. So there's a lot of controversy over the legislation. There's a lot of controversy over the health care bill. You know, the American Medical Association, the largest, they say they're the largest organization of doctors in the nation, sent a letter to the two committees detailing what they thought was the horrible parts of the bill, or the critique of the bill. And this bill, by the way, is called the American Health Care Act, not to be confused with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. And so what the American Medical Association says, we agree there are problems with the ACA that has to be addressed. We cannot support the AHCA as drafted because of the expected decline in health insurance coverage and the potential harm it would do to vulnerable patient populations. So lots of hospitals and other groups have come out against the bill. The AARP warned that it would weaken Medicare and Medicaid. Conservative medical lobby groups have supported the measure in some cases. So there is a lot of people that are looking at this and saying, oh, this is not the answer. This is just not the answer. Not the answer. And you know what? The vote came down at 4:30 in the morning. 23-16 to approve the portion of the House legislation. Yeah. So we'll see. It was a long day for aides. Somebody said that if you were a congressional aide, you were sitting in the corner drinking coffee and eating Dunkin' Donuts. And it's so ironic, right? Eat those donuts. We're talking about health care. And that's what's happening here. We haven't heard the last of this, I don't think. And, of course, that's just one committee. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jake. And Jake says, Kate, I was wondering if you saw the this whole thing about yellow fever. I had a friend that just came back from South America and was asking me about this yellow fever outbreak that's happening in Brazil. Do you know anything about it? I do. There's a huge story about it the other day. And, you know, like you think of Zika, And now what they're writing in the New England Journal of Medicine, that the likelihood of yellow fever outbreaks in the U.S. is pretty low. But there have been travel-related of cases of it. And in the Gulf Coast areas, Gulf Coast states, they're reporting some of that too as well. I mean, very teeny tiny. But they don't want the spread. The fear is it would be, could it be the spread of like the Zika virus, which of course happened in Brazil a couple of years ago, spread to 60 countries. There was outbreaks in the U.S., lots of them in Florida because of the back and forth of Florida. And this yellow fever outbreak started in December in rural areas of Brazil and exceeded the normal rate of what you would see. Whenever the normal rate goes up, that's when the concern is, oh, no, this could spread. And, of course, we know how it spreads, those pesky mosquitoes. A mosquito bite, that's the transfer. Somebody doesn't realize what's happened, of course, and it's, boom, what do you do? And, you know, there's mosquito control that's better. There's better sanitation practices. So, certainly, yellow fever has pretty much been eliminated in the United States, but sporadically it will bump up. And it's so rare, doctors say, you know, you don't recognize the signs. So I think the idea is tell everyone so that they know that to look for this just in case something should happen and you think you're fine. And lo and behold, you went to South America and were bitten by a mosquito or somebody had it and somehow, you know, you ended up with it and it was transferred. So, yes, I do know that. And we, like I said, we saw what happened with Zika. Ugh. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Mel. Yo, Kate, I just wanted to say hi. I love the show. I'm one of your new listeners. I'm here in Portland. I heard you talking about the green and the fact that you play golf. Come on up, girl. We'll all play golf with you. How fun would that be? I agree. I am from somewhere in the South. I've lived all over the South. And when I moved to Portland, at first it was hard to get used to it. But I have to say, the beauty of, like you call, the green machine, the real good green machine, is pretty awesome. It is pretty awesome. That's, I mean, like I said, that's the thing that I noticed more than anything. And some of you listening in other parts of the country are laughing because you have forests or fantastic trees as well. Parts of North Carolina are like that. Parts of South Carolina are like that, too. But it was overwhelming. I mean, it just was overwhelming to me. It was like just a splash of green everywhere. So I'm glad you heard that and you picked up on it. Yep, Portland is a cool place. You know, there's so many great nooks and crannies. I'm going to do this. One, I'm going to come up with a sponsor, and I'm going to take a tour of the... We're going to take America Tonight on tour, because going to these spots would just be so, so fun. You know, go to the South, Southwest, the West Coast, the East Coast, the Midwest, everywhere, and just pick states out and try to go through and do a map of it would be... like I said, incredibly fun to be broadcasting from your backyard. So thanks for all of the emails. Totally appreciate those emails because, you know, it's about you and it's about sharing your thoughts. And I say this, and I really do mean this, if something incredible is happening in your area, somebody has just done something so amazing, they're... have done something unique for the homeless, they've done something in your area that's been a game changer, let me know who that person is. Send me an email, because it may be a story you may love to talk, might love to talk to them, or at least give them a big shout out on the air, because it's about people, it's about what people are doing in communities. I say that America Tonight is what's happening in my backyard, in your backyard, and I truly, truly believe that. So send me those stories. AmericaTonight.net, click on Contact, and let it flow. Thanks.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We were wide-eyed, we were restless, we were young hearts ready to forget the world ahead of us for just a while. Now we're older, now we know more, and I know enough.
She's in her virtual green room right now, but not for long. Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem, joins us once again. Hey, Dawn, how have you been?
Hi, great. How have you been, Kate?
Well, you know, this is the beginning of the year, and this has got to be a great time for you, because this is when everyone's talking about, oh, I have to lose weight, I have to finally do it. And I think it just seems to me, when I look around, Nutrisystem has exploded. People are really getting it. It has to feel good.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I'm hearing it all the time in terms of doctors talking about it, and just it seems to be, everybody knows five people on Nutrisystem, which is great because as you know and as I know, it's a program that really works.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Follow along, write things down. You and I have talked about this, and you have many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have many ways to track, and I think that is so, so key. One of the other things that a lot of people are talking about as we get further into food and what food does and whatnot is sugar and processed sugars. I just had this conversation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just had this conversation with somebody who lost 32 pounds the other night. So when we look at processed sugars, and you know this because this is what the company does when you break down food, why are processed sugars so bad for us?
Yeah, I think processed sugar, they're just not as digestible. Like there's certain like fruits, healthy products, fruits, dairy products that are higher in sugar than you'd think, but that's okay. But it's the processed sugars that really do us in, and it's because they disrupt your metabolism, they make it hard for you to lose weight, and they have an overall health impact in terms of they can heighten your triglycerides and increase your risk of things like heart disease, and they come in surprise places. So it can be a little tricky to understand. You may think you're having a healthy food like granola, and then you may realize that, oh, there's a lot of sugar in granola, or I will have my yogurt. We all think yogurt's healthy, but, you know, plain Greek yogurt is very healthy. When you have all that fruit in the bottom and you're mixing it in, that tends to, you know, have some of that hidden sugar in it. And if you think about dietary guidelines recommend that we get less than 10% of our calories from added sugar. The typical American gets 17% of calories from added sugar, so almost double. Ooh. And then, of course, programs like Lean 13 with Nutrisystem, only 6% of calories come from added sugar, so well below the dietary guidelines of 10%. Same thing with programs like the South Beach Diet, where, you know, it's under 5% of calories are from added sugar. So we really have to be careful because this hidden sugar crops up in many surprise places.
Yeah, and that's great. Talk about, because that's a great explanation, talk about Lean 13.
Okay, so Lean 13 is the new program that Nutrisystem launched this diet season in January, and it allows customers, people who are on the program, to lose up to 13 pounds in 1 month. And then what also happens is you lose 7 inches from all over. So you'll see your waist begin to decrease. And again, that's really important too. That waist circumference is one of those things that we really have to watch, because, you know, they find that the corollary between waist circumference and heart disease and diabetes very, very closely related. But it's our brand new program. It's doing very well, and customers are really liking it. And you know, we talk so much that it's just getting started. And if you feel like you're progressing, if you can be down 13 pounds in 1 month, you're feeling great. That's a dress size for most women. And then it just keeps you motivated to go, because the key to weight loss is feeling successful and making progress, you know, every week on that.
Boy, isn't that true? It's getting on that scale and seeing that number. That number has to move for most people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, what we go through, the jumping jacks. Do you recommend that people weigh themselves once a week or every day, or what do you think?
I, in general, and there's different schools of thought on this, I'm not an everyday sort of person, but I try to weigh myself at least every Friday, Friday morning first thing, and then usually Wednesday. So I tend to do twice a week, because I don't like a whole week to go by if I get off track. Like this week for me, this weekend was an epic fail, because I decided to have a whole loaf of Irish soda bread. Not very healthy, right? But, and I'm not even Irish, Kate. I'm not Irish, you know. But I was doing so well, and then I just decided this should be my breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack for the day. And 2 pounds later, I'm like, oh my goodness, right? So, you know, you're like really being aware when you have an off day, but then important is to get right back on. So, like, I've lost it already. But, you know, that was something you can't let these things, you can't get in a habit of doing that, obviously. But I would say twice a week works for me. I don't know. What do you do? What do you
do
generally?
Yes. I do twice a week, too. I agree with you, because to not, because it's just, I just have to keep score, and losing over 30 pounds,
right,
and mm-hmm. just feeling that I'm like you, I can't, but we're human. Sometimes you fall down. I mean, your story about the Irish soda bread, it's great, because you realize.
Yeah, sometimes you need Irish soda bread, Kate. Sometimes you need it.
and then you say, no, enough of this, but that's the great thing. You know, okay, there's enough of that. But the great thing about Nutrisystem, too, is because of the variety of food, you know, you're not, it's not like you're just eating cabbage. The food tastes great.
Right.
And you've got muffins. You can have a chocolate muffin for breakfast.
Right. And there's lots of, I think, variety, because people get bored, right? We get bored if we're having salad 24/7. So I think having the variety, and, you know, our frozen food is really delicious. So we talked about our favorites in the past, but, you know, there's a lot of good food there. And then, you know, back to the sugar conversation, you know, I think there are things, eggs are healthy. I like to put ketchup on my eggs, but a healthier option is putting salsa on it, because ketchup is very high in sugar. So there are these little things that we should be aware of. aware of. We've already talked about the yogurt, but some of these, dried fruit. Have regular fruit. Dried fruit has so much added sugar in it, you're much better off with just having fresh fruit.
Yeah, and people don't realize that. Good stuff, as always. Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Take care, Kate.
Yeah, the key thing is, and Dawn said it, isn't it interesting? I never ever thought about dried fruit. I'm not a big dried fruit eater, but I never thought about the calories in dried fruit. Or here's a good one for you. I always thought I was doing something healthy for myself because I just looked strictly at calories, you know. And I would see instant oatmeal, and I would grab instant oatmeal, and that's what I would have for breakfast. I thought, well, this is good for me, you know, oatmeal. But, of course, it's not. If you look at it, the sugar that's buried in it. Another thing is cereal. A lot of people look at cereal and think, oh, well, this is good. I'm having a bowl of cereal and some fruit on top of it or whatever else you eat with it. And then you look at the sugars, like Dawn's talking about, the processed sugars, and, man, through the roof. And especially when she talked about that number of how much you're getting during the day, and flavored yogurts, the almond, cashew, and other non-dairy milks that a lot of people that are popular that people drink, and again, thinking it's healthy, and then really you're not being healthy at all. And the other gem to me that Dawn mentioned, and one that I am so obsessed with doing, I mean, seriously, guys, for all the men listening, for all the women listening, you know what you do? They have an app where you can track. They have a daily tracker, and that daily tracker is key because it fits really just in your back pocket or in a briefcase or wherever you would carry it, or just at home in a drawer, and write down what you eat. And you start to write down what you eat. I always thought, I'm not eating that much, and I'm drinking some water, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing these great things. And then I'd go back at the end of the day, and I would look, and I would do what Dawn did. Just take, there'd be something that would be there, and I would just be taking a little bit of it. And I thought, well, that's no big deal. But then over the course of three different meals, it's like, oh, that is a big deal that you ate that Italian bread, little morsels at a time that just keep adding up. So between that and the other thing for me was the eating out guide. They have a great eating out guide because we go, you know, let's face it. I'm sure you're listening to me. You go grab grub at maybe lunchtime, or you're working the third shift, so you have odd hours and you want to get a pizza, or everybody goes out to fast food or Indian food or, you know, whatever it is, and you look and there are better options that you can actually have that don't put you over the top when you go to a restaurant. And so I always have that with me because I like the food in it anyway, so why am I not doing that? Like, here's a great example, like cappuccino. Oh, you'll never see me get a cappuccino, certainly not with whipped cream and all the other stuff on it. Why? Because it's not really worth it to me. Or I know a lot of people do this when they go to Starbucks. They get all those different kinds of coffees that are just loaded with not just whipped cream, but other shots of things. Are you kidding me? Oh, first of all, too sweet. And second of all, man, those calories add up. Stay with us. Interesting conversation. Nutrisystem rocks. It works. I'm proof of that.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy.